Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is about Basra Daf Kuf Nun Beis. We left off on Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. We are at Esvev Rav Misharshia L'Rava, which is pretty far up the page, about 15 lines before the end of the page. First two words on the line are Machmas Misa. So the third word is Esve. That's where we are up to. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Adley Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, Natzlacha, for our soldiers and our captives, they should return home safely. Also by Moshe Kupiecki, in honor of Rabbi Jonah Kupiecki's 90th birthday. And also by Mimi and Charlie Gershbaum, in honor of the first yahrzeit of Eva Weiss, Esther Blima, Bas Yoel, the Misham Mishav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are right in the middle of a conversation, and we're going to continue that conversation about a Matna Shchiv Mera B'miksas. We know that there are two features to a Matna Shchiv Mera. One is that Divrei Shchiv Mera K'ksuvim L'Kumsurin Dami, that only words are necessary, that a kinyan is not necessary. And the other feature of a Matna Shchiv Mera is that it's only effective as a Matna Shchiv Mera, that if you're giving everything away, which means that if you get better, then you get everything back, because you only intended to give it because the person is dying. But if you're not giving everything away, then it doesn't have the full status of Matna Shchiv Mera. So the discussion we were having is, what if you do a Matna Shchiv Mera b'miktsas? So we know you're only doing miktsas, so if you get better, you're not gonna get anything back. But do you need to make a kinyan on a Matna Shchiv Mera b'miktsas? Meaning, is it a package deal that a Matna Shchiv Mera only has all of the features of Matna Shchiv Mera if you're giving everything away? Or can it still have some of the features of Matna Shchiv Mera, namely that you don't need a kinyan even if you're just giving some of it away? So we had a machlokas yesterday. We brought one raya yesterday. We're going to bring another couple of rayas today as we finish up Kuf Nun Aleph Amud Beis. And then the Gemara is going to discuss when a kinyan is done on a regular Matna Shchiv Mera. Does the kinyan add anything or change anything in a Matna Shchiv Mera? Because after all, a Matna Shchiv Mera doesn't require a kinyan. So what if you did a kinyan anyway? So now what is that? Does that change its status in any way? And the Gemara is going to have a stira and psak halacha on this matter between Rav and Shmuel, and we're going to be miyashev, a stira between Rav and Rav, and a stira between Shmuel and Shmuel, meaning different things that they say in different places relating to this. And then the Gemara is going to have a similar machlok as Rav and Shmuel when giving a matna shchiv mera to two different people, one after the other. So you tell one guy, I'm giving you everything I've got, and then you tell another guy later that day, I'm giving you everything I've got. So there's going to be machlokas Rav and Shmuel about that as well, and we're going to assume, at first at least, that machlokas relates to the broader machlokas about a kinyan on a matna shchiv mera. So let's begin with Esrei Rav Misharshia L'Rava. Again, this is the first words on the line are Machmas Misa, third word on the line Esvei, and again we're trying to bring rayas whether a matna shchiv mera b'miktsas requires a kinyan or not. So Esvei Rav Misharshia L'Rava, he challenges him from a Mishnah that we're going to have in a few days from now, Maisa b'iman shel b'nei Rochel, that there was a story with the mother of b'nei Rochel, Shaisa Chola, where she was dying, she was sick and she was dying, va'amran, she said, Tinasin kivi nasi lebiti, I want to give my brooch to my daughter. She had some sort of fancy piece of jewelry that she wanted to leave for her daughter, v'hu b'shnei masamana, and it happens to be worth 1,200 zuz, so it was a very valuable piece of jewelry, umesa, and she died, and the Chachamim gave that piece of jewelry to her daughter. So it sounds like that when it says that Vikimu Divareha, sounds like all it was Dibor, that there was no Kinyan, it was only words. So apparently, even a Matna Shchiv Mera B'miktsas is going to work without a Kinyan, right? Meaning we're assuming that this is not everything she owned. If it was everything she owned, then it wouldn't be a Matna Shchiv Mera B'miktsas, it wouldn't be a Raya. It is only a Raya because presumably what a person owns on this earth is more than one very expensive piece of jewelry, especially the kind of people that own expensive pieces of jewelry usually own other things as well. So presumably this was a matna shchiv mera b'miktsas, and it was only amira, it was not a kinyan. So it's a kasha in the sheet of Rav Nachman, who holds that a matna shchiv mera b'miktsas requires a kinyan. Says the Gemara, not a raya, hasam b'mitzava machmas misa. In that maisa, we're talking about a case where she mentioned at the time that she was giving the matana that she was only giving it because she presumed that she was dying. So that's why she was makna the matana to her daughter. So a person who's mitzava machmas misa, even if they leave over something in the matana, they don't give everything away, we still assume that amira alone works to be makna when a person feels that they are dying. And they say explicitly that the purpose of their gift is their upcoming death. So that we assume without a kinyan is going to work. We're talking about a case where a person is not mitzvah machmas misa. That's where we have the machlokas Rav and Rav Nachman. Say Eisvei Ravina l'Rava. Ravina challenges Rava's shita that we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Gittin, that Omer Tnu Get Zeh L'Ishti. If a guy says, I want you to give this get to my wife, or Ushtar Shechur Zeh La'Avdi, or he says, give this Shtar Shechur to my Eved, and he appointed them Shluchim to give the get Shechur to his wife or to his Eved, Umeis, and then the Mishalayach dies before they ever deliver the get, before they ever deliver the shtar shichur, lo yitnu lachar misa. They cannot give the get nor any shtar shichur after the person has died, after the husband or the slave owner has died, because ain get lachar misa. And since the get is not going to be chal until the woman receives the get, and at that time she's not his wife anymore, because once he's dead, they're no longer married. The eved is no longer his eved, because once he's dead, it doesn't belong to him anymore. So the get is not going to be able to be chal. That is case number one in the Mishnah and Gittin Daf Yud Gimel, and that's how Rashi explains that it's Ein Get Lachar Misa. There's a function of Ein Get Lachar Misa. Tosos raises the question, what's the chiddush for this Mishnah? It's another Mishnah before Rashi, in Gittin Daf Ayin Beis, that if you say Zeg Gitech Lachar Misa, Lo Amar Klum, that if you say this should be a get, that should be chal after you die, that's Lo Amar Klum, that's worthless because Ein Get Lachar Misa. So why do I need the Mishnah and Gittin Yud Gimel to tell me the same basic halacha? So Tosos suggests that this Mishnah is telling me that even if you wrote the get mechayim and you appointed a shliach while you were alive, still lo yitnu lachar misa. And the Mishnah of Ha'omer li'ishto zegitech lachar misa lo'ar meklum is needed to tell me that even if you give her the get mechayim and you just say that it should only be chal lachar misa, it's lo'ar meklum. Saying got lachar misa is where the whole thing is lachar misa. So we're adding the additional chiddush that even if you gave it to someone with the instructions to deliver to the wife while you're still alive, that it's still lo'ar meklum. So that is case number one in the Mishnah. That's not the case that's so relevant to us. Tenu manal ploni umeis yitnu lachar misa. That's the case that's relevant to us. You say give $100 to ploni, and then the person who wants to give the gift dies. You still give it after he dies, because the chum were masakin that a man eshkivmer is going to be chal with amira alone. So all he said was tenu manal ploni. That's a kinyan. So it's mistaver that if he's just saying give $100, it's a very round number. For so probably it's not everything that the person has. He probably has some more something somewhere. He has clothing, he has money, he has other things that other than this mana. So it's a matna shchiv mira bimiktas. So that's what we're assuming, that it's a matna shchiv mira bimiktas, and therefore it's a kasha and rabba. Rabba holds a matna shchiv mira bimiktas requires a kinyan. Over here, it was just amira alone, and apparently it works. So frakta gemara umi ma'idilu kanamine. How do you know that the Mishnah is not talking about a case where they actually made a kinyan? So the gemara answers dumya deget, from the fact that the Mishnah writes this halacha, meaning we quoted the ratio of the Mishnah as well, which we said was irrelevant to our discussion. Now it becomes relevant because the fact that this halacha is quoted in the context of where we were just talking about a get, so we could assume they're talking about similar cases, that ma get lav bar kinyan, just like by a get, it's not something that you would do a kinyan sudar on, because you can't be makna a get with a kinyan sudar. It simply doesn't work. To do a get is menasan biyada. To just do a kinyan sudar, to do a chalipin on a get doesn't work. Afhainami d'lo karamine. So too, by the din of the shchiv mira that the Mishnah talks about, is talking about a case where they didn't make a kinyan. So you see that from this Mishnah, that the shchiv mira is able to be makne with dibor alone, even though it's a matne shchiv mira b'mitzas. So this is a raya that a matne shchiv mira b'mitzas does not require a kinyan. Dibor alone is going to work. Now, parenthetically, we just mentioned that when it comes to a get is the Gemara said get is lav bar kinyan, that you cannot be kona with a kinyan sudra. You cannot be kona a get with a kinyan sudra. There is a machlokas rishonim. What about other kinyan? kinyanim when it comes to a get. What if you don't put it liyada ol chatzera? Chatzera is considered to be an extension of yada. Torah says v'nasan biyada, right? So what if you do other forms of kinyan? So Rashi shita is that she's mugureshes, and that's why Rashi writes in Gittin Daf Ayin Zayin and Beis that he's able to be makna get agav the karka, that even a kinyan agav will work for a get. So if a woman makes a kinyan on karka and nol gadur parat or kesef or shtar, right? She makes one of the kinyanim that work on karka together with that karka. She could be called in the get become wherever it happens to be. A kinyan agav works on karka. The Ramban and others disagree, and they say no, a woman cannot be miskareshes with a kinyan agav because the Torah says v'nasan biyada. It needs to be biyada. The get is not birushusa. It's not biyada. So the Ketzos writes that even according to Shitas Rashi, a kinyan sudra for sure doesn't work because the Gemara says when it comes to matnas kuhuna in Bamatzia Dafir Aleph that matnas kuhuna cannot be nikna with a kinyan sudar because it says Nesina by Matnas Kuhuna, and Chalipin is Derech Mekach Memkar, but it's not a Nesina. And so too says the Ketzos when it comes to a get where it says V'nasan biyada, clearly it cannot be Nikna b'Chalipin. And the Ketzos says, and I'll bring you a Raya that it cannot be Nikna, that a get cannot be Nikna b'Chalipin. Babasu Kufnan Aleph Amud Beis. Our Gemara says explicitly that it says that a get is Lav Bar Kinyan. What do you mean it's Lav Bar Kinyan? V'nasan biyada, she's making a Kinyan. She's kona the get. No, it means dafka with the kinyan sudar, you can't be kona a get. That all Rishonim are going to agree that you cannot be kona a get with a kinyan sudar. It's interesting. Shulchan Aruch and Choshev Mishpat in some Rishon Gimel says that a shchiv mirah says tnu manu l'ploni, even if he does a kinyan sudar on it, it's lo kona because kola omer manastam is we assume that he means matbeya that's worth a mana, and matbeya is not nikna b'chalipin. So the ketzos raises the question that it seems to be against the Gemara over here, because over here it says Tnuman Ploni Umeis Yitnu Lachar Misa, and the Gemara says it must be that they didn't do a Kinyan. How do I know they didn't do a Kinyan? From the Resha of the Mishnah that talks about a get, so it must be over here also they didn't do a Kinyan. What do you mean they didn't do a Kinyan? It means they didn't do a Kinyan Sudar, but according to what it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't need to bring me a Raya from the Resha of the Mishnah that they didn't do a Kinyan Sudar. It's Pasha that there was no Kinyan, because a Kinyan Sudar is a Chalipin, doesn't work on money. So the Ketzos asked this Kasha on the Shulchan Aruch's assumption. But anyway, back into the Gemara. So the Gemara says, apparently what we see from here is you have a Matnashchim Rabbi Mikzas, and there was no Kinyan, and apparently the Matnashchim Rabbi Mikzas works even without a Kinyan. So that's the Gemara, no. Hasanami b'mitzav machmas misa. That case also might be talking about a case where he's mitzav machmas misa, that the guy said, I'm dying, and therefore I want tenu mana l'ploni. And in such a case, you for sure do not require a Kinyan. Another teretz to be mitarit both of these mishnayos that we just asked from. So Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua Amar mitzava machmas misa bi'alma baya kinyan. That even if a person is mitzava machmas misa, that he's giving away some of his nechasim to somebody because he thinks he's dying, that normally does require a kinyan. V'chitanya hani masniyasa. When it says in this mishnah and the mishnah on Kufnun Vav, the two mishnayos that we just referenced, the case of giving the woman giving away the brooch and the case of the dying man saying Tnu Mana L'Ploni, why is it that it does not require a Kinyan? Maybe that's talking about where he's giving everything away, meaning the brooch is not everything that she owns, but maybe that was just part of what she was saying. She was saying, give my brooch to my daughter and give this couch to my niece and give this to whatever. So she was giving everything away. Maybe that was the case. So So that's a case that with the Chavra Masakin that it has a folding of a Matnashkiv Mirah. That, of course, does not require a Kinyan, right? That was never a Shaila. When you're doing a real Matnashkiv Mirah where you're giving everything away, of course you do not require a Kinyan. The Hilchasa, and we pass on the Halacha, Matnashkiv Mirah b'miktsas by a Kinyan. That if you do a Matnashkiv Mirah b'miktsas, it does require a Kinyan. The Alphagav the Mace, and even though the guy dies, you need a Kinyan, even though he ends up dying in the end, Mitzava Machmas Misa, but if he says explicitly that he's giving it away because he thinks he's dying, so lo by a kinyan, then you don't need a kinyan. Vuhu demes, but that only works if he dies in the end. Amad Choser, if he gets better from his illness, then the matana is invalidated. Afagav de konumine, even though they made a kinyan on that matana. Okay, so now the Gemara quotes a machlokas amarayim about a person who gives a matnashkiv, a real matna Shchivra. Now we're done with Matnas Shchivra b'miktsas. We already paskind. Now we're talking about regular Matnas Shchivra. You're giving everything away, and we know Divrei Shchivra k'ksuvin u'k'msurin dami. You don't need to do a kinyan. What if he does a kinyan anyway? So itmar Matnas Shchivra shekasav ba. Kinyan. Let's say you have a matnas shchiv mira where you're giving all of your nechassim away, and where you only need dibur, you don't need a kinyan. But it says in the shtar matana that you did a kinyan sudar anyway. So is that any different than a matnas shchiv mira without a kinyan? Now the Rashbam consistently throughout the sugya understands that everything we're going to be talking about is by a shchiv mira who's giving away all of his nechassim, and it doesn't. It's lav dafka that they wrote the kinyan in the shtar. The point is that they did a kinyan. It happens to be the Gemara talks about a case that kinyan was indicated in the shtar matana, but that's not really what this is about. This is about the fact that it was a regular matnas shchiv mira, and yet he did a kinyan anyway. He did a kinyan on the matnas shchiv mira. That's how the Rashbam learns the entire sugya. Tosas has a radically different approach to the entire sugya. So we're going to stick with the approach of the Rashbam, that you're given everything away, and the only thing that you did differently was that you did a kinyan. So the way the Gemara phrases it is shekosuv ba kinyan, that there's a shtar that indicates that there was a kinyan done. Bei Rav mishmei de Rav Amri, so in the Rav's base medrash, they quoted Rav as saying, it's like riding on two animals at one time, that he's trying to make two different types of kinyanim over here, two different types of transactions over here, that there's a kinyan like it's a matnas bari, he's giving everything away like it's a matnas shchiv mira, so we're going to have to see, where does that leave us? So which rules do you follow? And Shmuel says, I don't know what to paskin the halacha in this case, and we'll see what Shmuel means by that as well. So the Gemara elaborates. I mean, Akvei Trei Rishchi means you're riding two animals at the same time, means successfully, that you manage to walk that line, you manage to thread that needle where you're able to somehow have qualities of a Matnas Shchiv Mira and qualities of a Matnas Bari simultaneously. How so? Harei Kematnas Bari, it has the quality of a Matnas Bari, the characteristics of a Matnas Bari, Shim Amareinu Choser, that a Matnas Bari, it doesn't matter if I feel well tomorrow or unwell tomorrow, the Matana is a Matana and I can't back out on a Matana. If I go and I give you a gift today, so it doesn't matter how I'm feeling tomorrow and how I'm feeling next week, and if I'm live on Me'av Esrim, it's the you're not Choser on that Matana. That matana is a binding matana. But Arei, as opposed to a Shchiv Mira, where that would not be the case, right? If a Shchiv Mira gives everything away, and then he gets better, he gets everything back. The Matana is not a bind. So it has a status of Matnas Bari in that it is a permanent binding Matana. Harei k'matnas shchiv mira, but it has the status of matnas shchiv mira as well, in that she'im omar, if the shchiv mira says, halva asa l'ploni, I'm giving ploni a chov that someone owes me. I loaned someone money, they owe me money, I am giving that money to this person, so halva asa l'ploni. So the halach is that the halva'a is nikna to that ploni. So now the lover is going to have to pay the chov to that guy, the guy that I had said that the chov should go to. Why? Because it has the koach of a matnas shchiv mira. If it was only the koch of matnas bari, you would not be able to be makna to somebody else, because a bari is not able to be makna a milva al peh, because the money of the chov is milva zlotza nitna, it's not pe'en, it's gone, it's not. You can't point to any money anywhere and say that's the money. So I can't just be makna bal peh to a chov that somebody owes me to somebody else. But a shchiv mira can do that. So it has the status of matnas shchiv mira. If he does a kinyan, it has the status of matnas shchiv mira in that he's able to be makna the halva. The Ritva points out, and therefore, what if you have both? What if you're makna the halva, and then he's aman michalio, and then he gets better from his illness? So does he get back his halva? So the Ritva says, yeah, meaning it has the status of matnas bari for things that he's giving away as a matana. If he gets better, and he doesn't get those things back. That's where it has the status of matnas bari. But the whole idea that he's able to transact that halva'a, to give that halva'a to somebody else in the first place, is only because he's working through his shchiv mira status. Well, as a shchiv mira, if amad chozer, if he gets better, then he's going to be able to pull that back. So that halva'a, he's still going to be able to pull back. So that is Rav Shita, that Arkevei Trei Rikshi, that it has certain halachos like a matnas bari, certain halachos like a matnas shchiv mira, when you do a kinyan on a matna shchivra. Shmuel Amar lo yadana me odumba, my odumba. Shmuel said, I don't know how to be done this halacha with this matana, because you could have just done it with amira alone. Divrei shchivra kiksunu kumsurun dami. I don't know what the guy is getting at by trying to make a kinyan over here, because shema lo gamar laknoso. Maybe the Shchivmra is expressing to us that he doesn't want the Amira to work. He only wants to be Makna with a Shtar. Lavdavka Shtar, meaning the way the Rashbam understood it, is with a Kinyan, with the Kinyan Sudar that was alluded to in the Shtar. But it was a Kinyan, it was a Kinyan Sudar. And we have to be Choshesh that even though he made a Kinyan, his Das was not to be Makna with a Matna's Bari that should be Chal right now. It's only to be Chal like a Matna Shchivmra, Vein Shtar, Lachar Misa. And therefore, the Kinyan in the Shtar is not going to be able to be Chal Liachar Misa, because as soon as he dies, the Yorshim are automatically going to own the Nechasim. So maybe nothing happens over here. Maybe the whole Matana is void automatically, because maybe what his intention was in doing this Kinyan is that he's writing in the Shtar that there's a Kinyan done that I want to be Chal after I die. But he's doing it as a Matnas Bari. A Matnas Bari can't be Chal after you die. After you die, then your Yorshim already have it. Only a Matnas Shchivra can be Chal after you die. So Shmuel says the whole thing might be ineffective. So I don't know, Shmuel says it could be the whole thing is ineffective. The Ritva points out that it was certainly obvious to Shmuel that the din of the matan is like a matna shchivmera, because since he was mitzava b'loshon shchivmera, clearly he means to be makna b'matna shchivmera, that's going to only be chal lachar misa. But Shmuel is not sure in a case where the shchivmera writes a kinyan in the shtara matana, if his kavana was to be miyapa the koach of the mekabel, so he's just trying to make it better for the mekabel, or no, he only wants it to be chal al yidei matna. Maybe he's writing this kinyan in the shtar because he's saying, I don't want it to be chal as a matna shchivmera. I want it to be chal as a shtar, as a kinyan. Well, that you can't do after misa. So Shmuel's not sure. Am I trying to make it better for the recipient by adding a little oomph to his side of the equation over here? That not only is he getting divrei shchivmera k'ksuv l'kumsur dami, but it's documented and there was a kinyan and everything. Or is it no? That I'm trying to say I'm moving away from the shchivmera model. I want this to work through a shtar, and it just doesn't work that way. You can't do that after a person is already dead. So that is the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So Rav holds that you do a kinyan on a matna shchivmera, so it now has characteristics of matna shchivmera and characteristics of matna zbari. Shmuel says it might have characteristics of nothing. You might be left with nothing because you're trying to make a kinyan lachar misa. So says Gemara, v'rami derav adrav ud Shmuel ad Shmuel. We have a double stira, a stira within Shitas Rav and a stira within Shitas Shmuel. The Shalach Ravin Mishmeid Rabbi Avo, because Ravin sent the name of Rabbi Avo, Havu Yadi, that everyone should know, Shalach Rabbi Lazar Lugola, that Rabbi Lazar sent a message to the Golas Mishum Rabbeinu in the name of, this is critical, Rabbeinu is Rav, right? Meaning we're asking a stira in Rav, so Rabbeinu's got to be Rav over here. So he sent in the name of Rav, Shchivra Shamar Kisu Tnu Manal Ploni, a Shchivra says, I want you to write and give Manal Ploni. And then he dies. Ein kosin v'nosin. We do not write up the shtar and give it after he dies, because we have to be choshesh. Shemelo gomela knosel l'bishtar. Maybe his das was not to be maknit bal peh. His das was to be maknit dafka with a shtar. Ve'ein shtar le'achar misa. And a shtar cannot be chal le'achar misa. So that's stira in Rav right there. Rav is the one that said that when you do a kinyan on a matna shchivmera, it's for sure effective. It just has certain characteristics of matnas shchivmera, certain characteristics of matnas bari. And over here, he's saying, no, the whole thing doesn't work because maybe he only intends to do it with the shtar liachar misa, and there's no such thing as a shtar liachar misa. The Rishonim point out that it's a little bit difficult because the case that your makna miktsas nechasav, that's not a matna shchivmera. Meaning, what he's saying over here, that shchivmera shomer kisu tnu mana leploni umes. That's only some of the guy's nechasim. We always assume that mana is not everything he owns. So how's this a raya? Meaning, our whole discussion, certainly with Rashbam understands, and again, we're sticking with Shitas Rashbam, is that this was a regular matna shchivmera where you're giving everything away? Elamai, you added a kinyan. But in the case of Tenu Manu Ploni, you're not giving everything away. Not only that, a matbeya cannot be nikna with a shtar anyway, right? Kiddushin Dav Chavav, where we talk about the different darkei kinyanim for metaltolin and for karka, shtar doesn't work to be kone metaltolin or money. So you're saying Tinuman al Ploni, and what? You want the Kinyan to be Chal with the Shtar, right? That's what it says over here. Kisvu utnuman al Ploni. Kisvu tnu means write a Shtar so that it'll be Kona, this money. That's not how you Kona money. You Kona money, Kinyan Hagbah, something like that. You're Machnas l'Rishuso. You're not Kona money in such a way. So the Rashba writes that Behechrich, it doesn't mean a mana manish, it means karka shava mana. Because otherwise a shtar can work on karka, a shtar can't work on mana. So it must mean karka shava mana. The Ritva says, no, we're talking about where he's giving all of his nechasim away. And some of the nechasim, he's saying, kisvu write a shtar on. But it must be that he's giving all of the nechasim away. So then it doesn't have to dafka be on karka, because we're talking about a matna shkimra bekula, where you could be kona metaltalin as well, right? With a matna shkimra, just dibur alone is going to work. So anyway, so however you're going to touch it up, right? It's a little bit difficult, but the Gemara's understanding that this is somehow a stira in Rav, because Rav over here is telling me that I have to be choshish, this whole kinyan's not going to work. And Rav is the one that told us before, Arkevei Atrei Rikshi, that you managed to make a kinyan that's kind of like a Matnas Bari and kind of like a Matnas Shchimra. Sounds like it did work. The Amar of Yud Amar Shmuel, and we also have a double stira in Shmuel, we also have a stira in Shmuel, because Shmuel said, Hilchasa Kosvin Vinosin, that the halacha is that even after the Shchivimra dies, you could write the shtar and give the mana, because since the Shchivimra had instructed to write the matana in a shtar, he wants to be miyapa the koach hamakabel, and we know that that's what he has in mind. So kasha drav adrav, kasha d'shmol d'shmol. It's a stira in Rav, because when it comes to the Shchivimra, it says kisvu tenuman el ploni, and he dies, Rav holds, even though the Shchivimra is miyapa the koach of the makabel, he wants the matana to be chalachar misa, and that doesn't work. Whereas by matna shkimra shakasav akinyan, Rav holds that it does work, and adrabah, it has characteristics of matna zbari, characteristics of matna shkimra, it does work. And it's a stira in Shmuel, because when it comes to the shkimra that says kisvu tenuman l'ploni, and he dies, Shmuel says that since he said to give it to give the matana and to write a shtar on it, he's only trying to make the makabel's position better, and therefore you could do it, and it's going to work. But by our case of matna shkimra shakasav akinyan, Shmuel's one that said, I don't know, maybe this whole thing doesn't work. Maybe you're trying to do something that you don't have the ability to do. So says Gemar, Derav Adarav Lo Kasha. It's not a stira in Rav. Because how do Kadamine? When Rav says Akveh Trei Rikshi, is talking about where the matana that the matana has certain kochos of matnas bari, is talking about where they did a kinyan sudra on the matana. So it's mistaver if he's doing a kinyan sudra on the matana that he's trying to make a stronger koach for the recipient. Whereas when it's a shchimra that says kisvu tenu mana leploni, where no one did anything yet, there was no kinyan that was done yet. He just said kisvu utenu, but nothing happened before the guy died. So then it could be that he's trying to make the kinyan bichal lachar misa, and that you can't do, and that's why the kinyan is invalid. D'shmuel ad'shmuel lo kasha, and it's also not a stira in Shmuel, because Shmuel shita about a shchivimra says kisvu tenu, where he says, okay, you could do it even after the guy dies. B'miyapes kochos, talking about a case where you made a kinyan in order to be miyapa the koch of the makabel, that you said, I want you to write a shtar, and you added language to make it clear what your intention is. The way the Rishonim quote is that you added language, Kanina minei mosif al matanta da, that you're saying in addition to the regular rules of matana, I want this to be a kinyan in addition. I want it to be something more for the person. So clearly you're trying to be makna with the takanas chacham with amira, but you're adding something to it. You're adding a kinyan on top of that, so you, to show that you're doing this absolutely b'lev shalem. So the Gemara says, Yosef Nachum Bar Yitzchak Chari de Rava. Rav Nachum Yitzchak was sitting behind Rava. V'Yosef Rava Kamei de Rav Nachman, and Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Kabay minei. So he asked him, Mi Amar Shmuel Shemelo Gamar Laknoso Ella Bishtar. Wait, in our case, our original case that we're talking about, you have a regular matna shchimra and you just threw a kinyan on top of that. You did a kinyan in addition to the regular matna shchimra. So what was Shmuel's shita? Shmuel's shita was that maybe you only want the kinyan to be chal with a shtar, and a shtar can't be chal la'achar misa, and therefore maybe you're left with nothing. Maybe there's no transaction here at all. Did Shmuel really say that? Mi amar Shmuel shemelo gamar laknoso al b'shtar vein shtar la'achar misa. Did Shmuel really say that maybe your whole intention was that this kinyan should only be chal through a shtar, and there's no shtar lachar misa, and therefore he left with nothing? V'amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, but Rav Yehuda reported in the name of Shmuel that Shchivimra Shekosav kol nechasov la'achirim, that if Shechiv Merah is giving everything away, meaning a real matna Shechiv Merah, afal pi shekonu miyado, even though we did a kinyan on the matana, it has a din of matna Shechiv Merah in that amad chozer, that if he gets better from his illness, he's chozer, then the matana is going to be chozer. It's a regular matna Shechiv Merah. B'yodua shelo kinyan ele machlas miso, because we know that the entire kinyan that he did was only because he thought he was dying. And therefore, even though there was a kinyan, if he gets better, he could be chozer. So isn't this a stiru within Shmuel? Because from Shmuel's psak, it sounds like if he dies in the end, the makabel is kone. It's only if he gets better, the makabel is not going to be kone. We're not choshesh that maybe he only wants the kinyan to be worked through a shtar like a matnas bari, and the shtar doesn't happen the achar misa, and therefore no. It's only if he gets better that the matana is invalidated. But if he stays sick and dies from that illness, the matana is valid. So isn't this a stira in Shmuel? So that was the kasha as Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak was sitting behind Rava, and Rava was sitting in front of Rav Nachman, and they were discussing this and learning. That was the kasha that was posed. So how did they respond to this kasha? Rav Nachman made some sort of a signal with his hand to Rava. He didn't say what it was. He just like made a signal with his hand. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't describe what the signal was exactly. And that was enough to keep Rava satisfied. So Kikam, after Rav Nachman left, I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak LeRava. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rava, "What was that? Right? My achvilach. I'm not familiar with that gesture. Right? What was that? How did that gesture? Was it like some sort of sign language? How did he answer your question?" So Amalei, Rava said, he was being merames to me, that the psak of Shmuel, that the mekabel is kona after the misa, is b'miyapes kocho, is when he's being miyapa the koch of the mekabel. Then Shmuel is going to be moda, that even though you did a kinyan, the matan is going to be chal, meaning when you made it very clear that the entire purpose of the kinyan was not to transform this matnas Shechiv Merah into a matnas bari, which won't work, because it won't work l'achar misa, but the kavana of doing this kinyan was to make it better for the recipient, to give him a stronger advantage. Well, how would you know? How do you know that what's in his mind when he does this kinyan is to be miyapa the koach of the recipient? That he writes in the shtar, right, meaning the whole case of doing the kinyan was that he wrote in the shtar that he did a kinyan. So he writes in the shtar, that this is a regular matna Shechiv Merah plus. It's a matna Shechiv Merah plus I'm adding a kinyan on top of the matna Shechiv Merah. Now the gesture that he did with his hand, the Rashbam writes that he was merames, that he has a teretz on the question. So he was saying, like, don't worry about it. You know, this I thought of that question before. So it was up to, so even though that was the remez that Rav Nachman gave, Rava had to figure out what that answer would have been. So after Rav Nachman left, Rav Nachman Yitzchak turns to Rava and says, "What was that?" He says, "Oh, he had an answer. So I figure probably the answer is b'miyapa es kolcho." He had to figure out what that answer is. Then the Rashbam quotes a second explanation of that. The gesture is like miyapa es kolcho, like he did a flex or something, you know, something to show that he's meaning the gesture itself contained the answer, not just an indication that there is an answer, but the gesture itself is what indicated the answer to Rava, and that's how he knew how to report back to Rav Nachman Yitzchak exactly what the answer was. Okay, so now the Gemara discusses, what if you have a case where a person gives a Shechiv Merah, gives his nechasim to two different people, one after the other, consecutively? So pshita, it's a davar pashut that kasav lazeh, the kasav lazeh, that if a person gives his nechasim as a matna Shechiv Merah, and he writes a shtar raya on the matana, but he didn't deliver the shtar yet, he just wrote it. The kasav lazeh, and then he again wrote another shtar where he's giving all of his nechasim to somebody else, but again, he didn't deliver the shtar, didn't give the shtar to the recipient. This is very similar to what Rav Dimi said when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, that a matna Shechiv Merah could be mevatel a previous matna Shechiv Merah, meaning the Shechiv Merah can back out of his matana. So initially he tried to give the matana to one person, now he's backing out, he's giving the matana to somebody else. But if he was makna, the Shechiv Merah was makna's nechasim, and he gave the shtar to the first guy, and again he did the same thing to the second guy, where he wrote another shtar and gave it to the second guy as a Shechiv Merah. Rav Amar Rishon Kana Shmuel Amar Sheni Kana. Now it's Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Who is the rightful owner of all of that property, of all of this guy's stuff? Is it the first one that he gave the shtar to, or is it the second one? What's the shita? Rav, what's the explanation for each shita? Rav Amar Rishon Kana. Rav says the first Mekabel is the one that's really Kona, because the Mesira of the shtar is like adding a kinyan to the Matana, and according to Rav, a Matnash Kumira, where you do a kinyan, Harei Kamatnas Bari, meaning what you're doing when you do a kinyan with a matnash, when you couple a kinyan with a matnash chimra, what you're doing is you're trying to say, I want this to have certain characteristics of a matnas bari, but this is, and therefore it's binding, it's going to be a binding matana. Shmuel says, no, the first guy's not kona, hareik a matnash chimra. It's like a matnash chimra, where the halacha by a matnash chimra is that just like if you get better, the matana is invalidated. So too, if before you die, you decide to change your mind, you could change your mind. Meaning, has certain advantages in terms of, we grease the wheels in terms of allowing it to be effective, in that you don't need to do a kinyan. So divrei shkumra is going to work. But it's also weaker in a certain sense, because it's not necessarily going to be binding, because if the guy gets better, it's not going to be binding. And if the guy changes his mind, it's not going to be binding, because there was no kinyan. So you could undo it. So Shmuel holds that it has a din like a regular matnas shkimra. So says Gemara, isn't this the same machlokas for afliga b'chadazimna, they be matnas shkimra, shekasa b'kinyan? Didn't Rav and Shmuel already argue about a matnas shkimra where you did a kinyan, where Rav said that when you do the kinyan, you're taking the matnas shkimra that exists and just strengthening it? You're giving it certain characteristics of a matnas bari? And that's exactly what Rav is saying over here as well. And Shmuel over there said that no, it has a din of a matnas shkimra. So over here also he holds that it has a din of a matnas shkimra, and that's why you're allowed to back out of it. So isn't it, why is it necessary for them to argue twice about the same thing? Now Tosos points out in Dibra Maschul Kasav that the entire kasha is really only a Rav. Why Rav has to say it twice? But on Shmuel, you can't ask why I need Shmuel to say it twice, because the machlokas is not the same in both places. Because over here he's saying that the second guy is going to be kona, whereas by a matana that you do that's kasuba kinyan, Shmuel said shema lo gamar lakroso el bishtar vein shtar lachar misa, and therefore misafik, maybe you have nothing, right? Meaning maybe you only intended to give a lachar misa, and therefore you have nothing. That was Shmuel's shita previous. When you do a kinyan. So the real kasha is only within the shita of Rav. That's how Tosos understands. Anyway, so the Gemara says tzricha. Rav and Shmuel both need to tell me we need their shitos in both places for the following reason. Diet mar baha, if it only would have had the first machlokas, I would have said baha when it comes to a shtar matana, where it has kinyan written in the shtar matana, that accompanies your matna shchivmira. That's where kama Rav. That's where Rav is going to say that the matana is going to be chal mishum dekanumine, because they did an actual kinyan sudar. Aval baha de lo kanumine. But over here, when you were what was the case over here? It was kasa vezika lezeh, where you the shchivmira wrote his nechasim and he gave him a shtar on this. The lo kadimine, where they didn't make a kinyan with a kinyan sudar with the edim, he only gave his savaa that he wrote in a shtar. I would think that the mesiras hashtar is not a real yipui koach. It doesn't have the same status of a kinyan, that he just wrote this shtar and gave it to the edim as a way of telling them to follow his instructions. But I would, maybe that's not as powerful as a kinyan. Maybe Rav would be molded to Shmuel that's like a regular matna shchivmira, and a regular matna shchivmira you could always back out on. V'yit mar baha, and if the machlokas only the second machlokas would have been taught, I would say baha kamar Shmuel, that maybe only there does Shmuel say that he's able to be chozer, because there never was a kinyan. But in the case where there actually was a kinyan, where there was an actual kinyan sudar done, so I would think maybe Shmuel's molded to Rav. So tzricha, that's why I need both machlokas. Besura masnu hachi, the way we just presented the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, that's the way they taught it in Surah. B'pumbadisa masnu hachi, but in Pumbadisa they had it differently, and the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel was not taught. Here's what they taught. Amar Rabbi Yimri Bar Abba, Sholchu lemi bei Rav. They sent from the base medrash of Rav Lishmuel to Shmuel. Yilamdenu Rabbeinu. So the base medrash of Rav was asking Shmuel Shmuel a shayla. Teach us. Shchivimra shekos of kol nechos of lacherim. A shchivimra is giving everything away as a matana, and he gives a shtar to the mekabli matana. Vikanu miyado, and they did a kinyan sudar in that matana. Mahu, what do you hold the din is? Shaluch lehu ein acher kinyan klum. He responded, you cannot be mevatel that kinyan. Meaning Shmuel holds that when you're kosov and maser a shtar to the mekabel in addition to a kinyan, it's clear that your das is to give him to give the matana a koach of a matnas bari, and therefore you're making it an irreversible matana. You're making it a matana that you cannot back out of. So savra minei, so the Talmidim of Rav thought, hani mili liacher, that's true when you're intending to be makanit to somebody else, but if the bari himself wants to be chozer from the matana to keep it for himself, av liatzmo, lo, maybe this din does not apply. Maybe he can be chozer on that, because the whole kinyan was because he thought he was going to die. So amalur av chista, ki yas Rav Huna mikufri pirsha, when Rav Huna came from Kufri, he explained the psak of Shmuel, bein liatzmo, bein liacherim. Whether he wants to be chozerbo to keep it for himself, whether he wants to be chozerbo to give it to somebody else, he cannot be chozerbo. The kinyan is going to be chav. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Ahu de Kanumine. Everyone have a wonderful day.